Now joining us for the final portion of the show today, we've got Samantha Daniel in studio with us. She's an assistant education, extension educator. She's based in Grant, and welcome in, Samantha.
Thank you very much.
All right. So we've got some things on the radar here, and with the recent dip in temperatures, I know the was just over the weekend, we're down around freezing in some parts.
We recently did have some, I think it was frost advisories, but a lot of the damage to the wheat crop came in April when we had a couple of those hard freezes.
Mm-hmm.
And so in addition to, of course, the drought, which is the most significant issue,
right,
that freeze injury has caused potentially significant issues in the wheat crop. And so I really wanted to highlight a recent update to one of our CropWatch articles. This article titled Assessing Freeze Injury to Wheat, it would really help producers kind of take a look at their crop and look at the mm-hmm. symptoms and kind of decide what those symptoms mean as far as yield impact. It also mm-hmm. kind of gives a nice little graph that shows wheat's resistance to freeze depending on its growth stage.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, is this is going to be a major thing for some people as far as limiting crops or?
Yes. There's several wheat fields that are pretty much going to be terminated mm-hmm. as far as their crop insurance would suggest. Mm-hmm. So folks will be working with their crop insurance, and there's going to be wheat fields that will be terminated because they just won't, they're not going to produce.
So too late to replant anything else then, or are there options if that happens?
You know, they may be able to plant a crop for this season in that field, for sure. That's mm-hmm. that's definitely an option if they're terminating. I think that would open up opportunities to plant something. But I think it's important for folks to really evaluate those wheat fields and make sure that they're making the best decision for their operation, and then working mm-hmm. with their insurance reps.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty easy to tell, isn't it, when they're freeze damaged?
It is. You know, some of the more minor freeze damage happens during tillering. So mm-hmm. when the wheat plant is putting out leaves, and you might get some burned tips or yellowed tips. But when it happens, you know, later in the production of the wheat plant during heading, mm-hmm. you might see bleached or white heads. And in that case, a lot of times those heads are just not going to produce grain.
Hmm. Well, we hate for that to happen, but you just roll with it, do the best you can, I guess.
Yep. It's one of the challenges of life on the Great Plains, for sure.
Yep. So we've also got a big event coming to Grant next Wednesday, the 27th.
We do. So we have a cover crop field day. It's titled Grow What Works, Cover Crops for Western Nebraska Cropping Systems. Because I think there's a lot of this idea that cover crops just can't work in mm-hmm. West Central and Western Nebraska because of the limited moisture. But I think in certain situations, they can be very beneficial. So this event will be next Wednesday, the 27th, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. That's Mountain Time, not Central. And that's going to be in Grant at the Stumpf International Wheat Center. And folks can expect to hear from a variety of speakers, but we're also going to have plot tours, go out and see actual cover crops that we planted out there at mm-hmm. the Stumpf Research Farm. And some of the questions that this event will answer for producers is, you know, how much water can be saved or is lost when using cover crops? You know, how does cover crop use affect the yield of the cash crop? Does it help increase it or decrease it? How do cover crops help prevent or mitigate nitrogen leaching? So nitrogen leaching down into the below the root zone.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, what is the potential for cover crop biomass production in Western Nebraska? Because really, the more biomass you can produce, the better. So we really want this event to be realistic, right, and not to be overly optimistic, but also to highlight the potential benefits that cover crops can provide.
Mm-hmm. What are the most popular cover crops?
What was that?
Corn. Is corn the most popular as far as a cover crop?
Oh, for cover crops. Yeah. So actually, it's things like oats and different types of grasses and forbs. You can have clover. There's a variety, a huge variety of different crops.
What's the main advantage to having cover crops?
Sure. So that's providing that soil coverage. You can do intercropping and have cover crops in between rows of your cash crop, or have it instead of fallow. And that really kind of provides that soil coverage. In some cases, they can help preserve soil moisture.
Okay.
Sometimes it's said that, the cover crops will use a little moisture, but they'll pay it back in other ways. Sometimes they'll fix nitrogen in the soil. So there's a variety.
So it's really not to generate money, basically. It's just kind of...
It's more of a long-term kind of soil health.
Soil health thing.
Thing, absolutely.
So eventually the soil will be better. So if you do plant
absolutely
there, you're going to get better yields, right?
Absolutely. So yeah. I think it's more of kind of a long-term mindset. You're not necessarily going to see... beneficial impact in the first year or two, but after a few years, you're going to have that increase in soil health, and that can be a huge benefit to a farm.
So this thing coming up Wednesday is just an opportunity for producers to come on over and take some field tours and get some ideas, ask questions, and
absolutely,
find out whether that's something they'd like to start doing.
Definitely.
Yeah, right.
Yep. It will be. Yep.
It is free on Wednesday, again, at the Henry J. Stumpf International Wheat Center near Grant. If people haven't been there, what's the best way to get there coming into town?
Sure. So if you're coming from North Platte, you would just go west on I-80 to Ogallala and then go south.
Right.
About 20 miles to Grant. And then the actual address is 76025 Road 329.
Is that north or south of Grant?
It's actually a little bit north and east of Grant.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So if you put that address into Google Maps, it should get you there.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Good deal. Registration at 8:30 next Wednesday morning. Again, as you said, mountain time. And then you head for the field and discuss a variety of cover crops. It is free, but they want you to register so they get a meal count on you, so they can provide a complimentary lunch for you. So
absolutely, yep. And registration, folks can go to westcentral.unl.edu, and then under educational programs, they'll find a title of the event, Grow What Works. If they click on that, it'll lead them to registration.
Okay. Samantha Daniel, Assistant Extension Educator with the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, USER Perkins Chase in Dundee Counties, and your office is in Grant. If they want to get a hold of you, what's the best way to do that, Samantha?
Yeah, so probably the best way to get a hold of me would be through email. So my email address is sdaniel3@unl.edu.
Okay. And I noticed your office number's on your email signature as well, and that is 308-352-4340.
Yep, that's correct.
That would be another way they could get a hold of you. We appreciate you stopping by our studios today, and wish you a good holiday weekend and a good cover crop thing next Wednesday, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you so much. All right.